Emmy Awards air this Sunday, we may see some new faces at the podium. Five of the drama and comedy series contenders are first-time nominees, as are many of the nominated actors, including Timothy Oliphant. He's nominated for Justified, and Martha Plimpton for Raising Hope. The HBO miniseries Mildred Pierce leads the nominations. They have 21 in total. Joining us now, Delaina Dixon, here with predictions for the Emmys, TV blogger for DivaGalsDaily.com. Good morning, Delaina.
Good morning.
So this certainly doesn't buck the trend of HBO winning a lot of Emmys.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, they kind of dominate in this category. With Mildred Pierce having 21 Emmys, they're obviously going to take home a statue at least in a few categories, so expect that to happen.
Although, you know, with all these first-time nominees, both for the series and for the actors, this could be a new ring of faces.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's most interesting is in the lead actor category for a drama. Bryan Cranston is not nominated this year because Breaking Bad didn't air until after voting closed. So I think it's going to go to someone in a period piece, either Steve Buscemi, who won for Boardwalk Empire. He just won the Golden Globe. And finally, Jon Hamm might actually have a chance to win for Mad Men. So expect one of them to take it.
And we have a new host this year. Jane Lynch has never hosted the Emmys before.
I know, and she's so excited about it. She's so humbled by being asked to do the Emmys this year. She will not be doing her imitation of Ricky Gervais hosting the Golden Globes. Expect her to be a little sweet, a little sassy like her Glee character, Sue Sylvester. But most importantly, I think she'll make a little fun of herself. She said that the producers hired her because they thought she was Ellen. And she will sing.
All right. We're speaking with Delaina Dixon, TV blogger at DivaGalsDaily.com. And we're talking about the upcoming Emmys, which air this Sunday. And we saw last year that they, you know, they had a change in format last year, and that held their viewership steady. So I'm assuming they're staying with the same format, and we're expecting good but not great numbers.
I think that they'll do okay this year, especially bringing in Jane Lynch. A lot of Glee people will tune in, so they'll get a younger audience this year. And like you said, there's so many new people in the categories. It'll be fun who sees who wins. And I'm putting my support behind Margot Martindale from Justified. She played one bad mother. But the reason you should watch her is because we have to see what she's wearing to the Emmys.
Okay, so you have any of the predictions for us, either in the drama or the comedy category?
Just expect no surprises. Mad Men and Modern Family will probably take the top awards. So
okay.
That won't change.
Timmy Oliphant, also in Justified?
Maybe. He's got some stiff competition in that category, so we'll see what happens.
You know, with Delaina, we've seen a lot of numbers on viewership of TV dropping. The Emmys are as important as they used to be?
You know, there's so many other things that people are doing now. I'm not sure if it's as important as it has been in the past. But it's still an award show. People love to see what they wear, what they're going to say. So don't expect the numbers to drop too much.
And in fact, next week on The Takeaway, we will have the Emmy host, Jane Lynch, with us. Delaina, what question do you want us to ask her?
Exactly how she felt when she was singing. Was she nervous, or was it easy for her to do?
When she was singing?
Yeah, when she sings at the Emmys.
Yeah.
Make sure you ask her how her performance went.
Okay. Delaina Dixon, TV blogger at DivaGalsDaily.com. Thanks so much.
Take care.
The Emmy Awards are airing this Sunday.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.